Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market, 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, July 12th. I'm Rich Potts for Critical Point. Okay, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, we're going to get the CPI inflation report. Market might go crazy. A lot of the day traders will know they can get away with things until 9:30 when the entire market will be open, the cash market will be open. Where are we on in terms of these patterns and business cycles and what people are doing? Well, the model's saying yesterday could have been a level 4 top, and it didn't really matter. But the bottom is not in place, so it's warning they can sell it today. But it's also warning that if it was a top yesterday, the market ought to be higher tomorrow. So in other words, just an intraday dip and put it right up into tomorrow. I think that sends a message that the market is setting up for a bullish CPI report, that they're going to like it, and they're going to push the market higher into tomorrow. Problem with all of that is we can come up with an alternate scenario when instead of yesterday for level 4, it is today, but it ought to be early today. They ought to wrap it up. It's getting late. What that can mean is more downside, and it could actually be lower than tomorrow. So they definitely have set up two scenarios of how they want to trade it. They are prepared for bullish or bearish CPI report, and that's about all it's telling us. And yet, the best we can do of summarizing this is actually give the bulls a chance that it can be higher into tomorrow. That's our best forecast, but there's some flakiness to it. We can see alternate scenarios. And once again, it just boils down to it. Sometimes you just can't forecast the data. And even if you can, sometimes you can't forecast how they will react to the data. We're going to err on the side of a little more bullish than bearish, and we're not that concerned if they really want to be bearish and put it down into tomorrow. So as we zoom out for the larger level 3 trend, we're very pleased at how the market took out recent resistance and recovered most of the downswing last week and is already getting back to near the high of the year. We think that's a sign of a strong market. We think that's a sign the level 3 trend is up. So even if we don't know what we're doing in this market today into tomorrow, it's saying err on the side being bullish for later this week, if not into next week, which also implies a chance the CPI inflation report will at least be neutral, not bearish, and could very well be bullish and people buy stocks. Now, we also believe this is a sign of strength for those larger level 2, level 1 trends, suggesting the market will be higher over the next 1 to 2 weeks. It's got some more upside this month before it sets back into that level 2, level 1 bottom that we've been showing you. And tomorrow we will do the weekly updates for better explanation of this. So even though we realize this market can go down now into late July to early August, then up, we have erred on the side of saying the tops this year, for the rest of this year into next year, are going to be more like average, median to late, not early. And we said, you know what? Let's not call that more important top as of the last couple of weeks. Let's give it a chance to rally. And the market is almost fully back. It's partially proving we're on the right track. So regardless of the CPI report, we want to give it a chance to move higher here some more this month. Some additional upside. Then they probably will back it off into that Fed Reserve meeting around July 26 or something like that. Also, keep in mind we're starting earnings season that could be far more important than the inflation or even the Fed, okay? Now, interest rates are backing off as well, supporting our thinking there can be more upside in coming days, even the next couple of weeks, before we get into the next setback. And keep in mind, even this next setback may not be as important as in prior years. Even if it is, we still think the market will be up by September. It could even be up to a new high for the year by late August. So we don't want to get overly bearish on any of these sell signals. We just don't think they're going to work as well as they did in the past. But we're going to do our best to call them for you so that you can put them to work for you if you want to. And it is okay to, we're so long-term bullish, it's okay to ignore some sell signals. And at least it'll give you an understanding why your account's going down. And the reason you did that is you didn't want to make any mistakes. It's okay to be of that attitude. And then use the buy signals to put new money together. But I also understand it's okay to take some profit once in a while and then put it back in a buy signal. And maybe that profit can even buy more shares so you have even a bigger position and profit even more. But that is a form of leverage, though. So it can create a little more risk for you, too. At any rate, I'm very comfortable with this market. I think even if they don't like the inflation report, it's not going to matter. Looking out a few days, the next couple of weeks, this market's going higher. and there's a good chance they're going to like this inflation report, okay? So here's hoping for 3.2 to 3% inflation this morning on the CPI. We're still going to be up against trying to pull that PCE inflation down from that 4% area. It seems to be dragging its feet relative to CPI. We won't know of it to near the end of the month, however, okay? Other than that, I don't have anything else to say. The dollar is going our way. Interest rates somewhat. Interest rates may give us a little problem later in the month. That's okay because of the Federal Reserve. But overall, I don't see anything here that would make someone think this market's going down huge amounts for a long time. It's just not there. We're staying with our bullish scenario. At any rate, I may or may not update you after the inflation report here. We'll just see how what the report is, and we'll see how the market's behaving. Even if I want to give you an update, I may want to wait for a while to see how the actual cash market trades later today here. But here's hopeful we're going to get some good news. And we just feel like there's more upside and downside in this market. Maybe we'll be wrong for a few days at a time, but the farther out we go, it looks like we're going to win one way or the other. Past results and non-necessary indicative future results. Have a great day. Thank you.